I am still. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. I am still. Every moment of our life, we are persuaded to be active, to be very energetic, to be very outgoing, to be very active. And as we live these active, energetic lives, we sometimes do not stop long enough to be still and to hear what our inner self is telling us. What is your inner self telling you? What is your inner self sharing with you right now about who you are? What is your inner self saying to you about your body, about your relationships, about your finances, about your health, about your family, about your life, about your world, about your spiritual revelation of all? What is your inner self saying to you? What is it saying to you, and what is it saying to you right now? Are you still enough to hear what is it saying to you? Or are you so actively engaged in the art of living as a human being that you have forgotten how to tune in to being the divine being that you are? We all run into this trap. It's there around us, powerfully around us. It's out there putting its nose in our business all the time, giving us a hard time. And we think to ourselves, oh no, not that again. My goodness, how can we handle that? How can we do that? Well, it is something to think about. How can we handle it? How can we do it? How can we say to ourselves, I am still, and be still, when our mind is going a million miles an hour, when our thought is pouring through us like a gigantic Niagara Falls, rushing the water through us, rushing the activities through us, rushing all of the exciting things into our life, and pushing us away from stillness into very loud activity? How can we handle that? It's very real. It's very real, and it takes place all the time. It takes place in the morning and the evening. It takes place in the noon and the night. It takes place whenever. And how can we be still and know that I am God? How can we be still and know that this is where all answers come from? How can we be still and recognize that the voice celestial is speaking to us every moment of our life? And this voice celestial is the voice of the divine within each of us, wanting to shout forth and say, I love you, I love you, I want only good for you, I want happiness for you, I want joy for you, I want peace for you, I want abundance for you, I want health for you. Oh my goodness sakes, has that been going on in a long time? Yes, it has, from the beginning of our time as we understand it. All of our lives, this still voice, not very still really, is shouting out to us at the top of its voice for us to hear and for us to enjoy. It doesn't say, you're bad, you're naughty, you're no good for nothing, you're all sorts of bad things. It doesn't say that. It doesn't know that. The divine within us doesn't know those things. The divine within us only knows, you're good, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious. Ho ho! Yes, you are me and I am you and we are one. And it's done. Ho ho! Yes, it is. It's done. Now, are you ready for such a relationship? Are you ready for a relationship in which the divine in you only sees you as your ideal self? Only sees you as your fulfilled self. Only sees you as that which you are and always will be. And that which you are now. It's not something that's going to come later. It's not something that you have to be worthy of. You have to be spiritually illumined to experience it, to be worthy of it. It's not something that somebody's going to give you. It's not something that you're going to learn about a secret. There's no secret to it. It's right there out in the open. It's right there out in the open. Secrets are a lot of fun to talk about, and people love secrets, and every program that comes along that wants to get your attention says, "I got a secret." Little children, they play games with each other. "I got a secret. Oh, tell me what your secret is. Tell me." And there's no secret. The voice in us speaks so well, enunciates so clearly, announces so professionally to us in words clear and easy to understand that we are divine. We are good. We are wonderful. That's what this still voice within us is projecting forth into our life and our world. And it is wonderful. When I am still, all comes through to me powerfully, beautifully, and wonderfully. When I am still, my voice is resonant with the power of the meditation within me, with the stillness within my heart. I know it. I enjoy it, and I experience it totally and wonderfully all of the time. Because that's all there is to it, is to be myself and have fun, is to live in that stillness that I am. My meditations are upon I am still. And then as I am still, I listen. And as I listen, I believe what I hear. And I follow what I hear, and I implement what I hear, because that is the truth about me. It is the truth about my reality. I can accomplish anything, because I listened, and I am still, and it is done. That's what it's all about. That's where it's all about, and that's how it all happens. And that's why it's so wonderful. Join me this day in recognizing in this meditation for yourself how great it is, and how much fun it is. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.